This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. That's right. It's Sunday, and we're live on the radio. Actually, Free Talk Live may very well be the only program that is live on the radio right now in America. I know that, I've done a little research on this. I couldn't tell you precisely the hours, but when you're talking about live national call-in programming, commercial, not NPR, because I don't know what the heck they do, then basically there's Free Talk Live and a handful of other shows on the weekend. And when it comes to these hours that we're on, from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time, of those 2 days, that's right. 6 hours we're on. By the way, it's Mark with you.
And Chris.
And Chris, sitting in for Daryl. Thanks so much. In those 6 hours, three of them, when I did the research, was only Free Talk Live. That's it.
Wow.
Yeah. And you're welcome to call in, talk about whatever's on your mind here on Free Talk Live. That's what we do. We also, of course, bring things in, because we didn't. We just sit here and wait for your calls, and, well, that'd be awful. So, I have something that we talked about last night at the show, and it really didn't get far at all because we ended up talking about immigration, and I'm almost of the opinion that that is talk radio hell for Free Talk Live.
It can be good, and there's a lot of immigration news, but it does seem like sometimes we're just going down the rabbit hole and yeah. We never dig ourselves back out.
So it was all immigration all night long. And I'm going to state my opinion on immigration. It is not entirely crazy because I've heard other talk show hosts have it. I've heard Rush Limbaugh has this same opinion. Wow. Now, I don't know if you took mine or whatever. I kind of spruced it up from Milton Friedman, so I'm not going to claim complete credit from this either. But that anybody should be able to come to this country, work their butts off if that's what they want to do, so long as they take no government assistance. And they never get to vote their whole lives. Like, you're never, ever, ever going to have those things.
Works for me.
And I'm sure that lots of people that wanted to work hard and want to make a better life for themselves would be happy to come and bear that extra tax burden.
Right.
Now, I think that there's some things that can be polished up on the edges of this opinion. This is intended to be short for people on the radio to consume, but it handles most of the objections that are out there.
Right.
There's still they're taking our jobs.
Sure.
They're my favorite. They're carrying drug-resistant tuberculosis. that's relatively good. Here's my favorite. My absolute favorite is somebody who called in one time and said, they're coming across the border and they're eating the dogs in my apartment complex.
Maybe. I'm not even going to go there.
Who knows?
I'm going to stereotype something.
Right.
I always like the Schrodinger's immigrant, the one who simultaneously is too lazy to work and wants to sponge off of welfare, and at the same time is here to take my job.
Yep.
So it makes no sense.
Right. If they're sponging off of welfare, I don't have any use for them. Please don't let them come in. But if they're wanting to work hard, and they're able to take my job, whatever my job might be, that means that I was not able to beat, for whatever reason, illiterate, generally? I mean, illiterate, at least in English. English is a second language.
This is a Doug Stanhope bit.
Right.
But you're exactly right. And if your job, if you are so insecure in your job is so close to being on the line that somebody who cannot speak English came over here looking like somebody off the cast of Gilligan's Island and, like a castaway, then either one, you're overemployed or they deserve the job.
Right. And, I mean, there are jobs out there that can be done by immigrants, and I hope that they're done. I used to do roofing. But honestly, the whole crew were people that really didn't speak English very well at all. And the reason that I had the job was because I could interface between the boss man and the crew.
Yeah, and that's going to end up being a very valuable, it's already a valuable skill, but having that second language, particularly Spanish, I don't want to understate that. By the way,
the United States does not have an official language. Just to be clear, I know that this may be upsetting to you. It certainly was upsetting my grandmother. When my grandmother would be in Walgreens or at the mall or maybe Disney World, and I just remember all those instances, and she'd hear somebody speaking Spanish. I love my grandmother, mind you. I love her. I think she's just the greatest. But it would irk the crap out of her when she heard somebody speaking Spanish. She'd cluck her tongue.
It does, right?
Well, it does it to me. I don't think that I listen in. I try to listen to what they're saying because I speak a little Spanish.
I think it's courteous to speak the language that other people are speaking. That's a good thing.
When you're standing in a checkout line?
Okay. When you're not even part of the conversation, that's kind of ridiculous.
Right.
I get where you're coming from.
I mean, that's what was happening. Okay, my grandmother was upset because people to whom she was not speaking were speaking another language in like a checkout line. If she heard another language, she'd cluck her tongue. Now, admittedly, she was the child of an immigrant, right?
Right.
Like, her mother didn't speak English when she got here, and she spoke, far as I could tell, my great-grandmother Pauline spoke mm-hmm. perfect English. Now, she died when I was 5 or 6, so I couldn't tell you entirely, but, I mean, I didn't recall her speaking bad English.
Right.
She picked it up somehow or another.
Sure.
My grandmother said they didn't speak German in the house at all.
Right.
So, there you go. Let's go to Matt calling in from Louisiana. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live. Listen on YouTube.
Hello. Yeah, I would like to thank y'all for the show that y'all put on yesterday with you, Ian, and Alberto. That was very illustrative. Alberto is exactly the kind of guy we want here in the United States.
Alberto was an illegal immigrant who called in to basically say, I am not in MS-39 or whatever. I have 3 jobs. I have a house payment. It is so big. Basically, he was just complaining that people were calling him a lazy, good-for-nothing gang member immigrant or whatever. He's
right.
Like, I'm from Brazil. So he's mowing lawns, he's washing dishes, he's doing restaurant work, these kind of things.
Right.
Whatever it takes to pay the bills for an expensive house, he and his wife, 3 jobs apiece, obviously not a bunch of lazy bones. Go ahead.
Right. Well, I could never be a libertarian because I believe in national borders, and apparently y'all don't.
I don't think that's a criteria, but we could have that conversation if you'd like.
Sure.
Well, I agree with the sentiment, borders, language, and culture, but that's a sentiment. It's not a policy.
So,
what does that actually look like?
From a standpoint of a sentiment, I may agree with you from a sentiment. So, if you want to know at least language, right? I think that people's lives will be better if they know English. And I don't care where you are. If you can speak English, if you're in Sierra Leone, Africa, and you can speak English well, you can get on Facebook, you can talk to people in the United States, you can find somebody that may sponsor some activity of yours
right.
or another, or get a group together, as we did with that orphanage in Uganda.
Sure.
And the reason is because Nafuna figured out how to speak rudimentary English. It's
right.
not the greatest English in the world, but he put it together.
Well, it is the language of business.
Yep.
It is allowed
and
you to. Yes. Yeah, there you go.
The lingua franca, if you will, of the 21st century.
Yeah. But I'm lucky that I'm the one who speaks it.
One of the things I've noticed is one of the common threads running through all of this pressure there's 2 things I've noticed that are driving these countries to become violent hellholes. One is our war on drugs, and the other is certain wealthy Americans running around convincing these countries that what they need to do is ban the private ownership of guns. And that's one of the things that's happening to Brazil.
You sound like a libertarian to me. I want to hear about this Brazil story you have. Just hold the line, if you would. For just a
I will hold.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
The number that he called is 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. And I will get you on. I already have some people on. That's great. It's not a long way here on Free Talk Live.
And we like calls.
Yep. Live here on Sunday. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Your only opportunity to call in and talk in America, at least 3 hours out of the 6 hours we're on this weekend. It's Mark with you.
And Chris.
The number's 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Last night, here on Free Talk Live, we were attempting to read a story written by Judge Napolitano about immigration and sort of the constitutionality of some things that Donald Trump had said.
Mm-hmm.
Which, you know, important, relevant, and all that stuff. But it brought up immigration generally, and when you bring up immigration generally, you have to address some platitudes. When you, you know, slaughter some sacred cows out there, then some people are going to be upset. And, you know, we do that here regularly on Free Talk. We serve sacred cow burger here. Okay, because if you can't critically define what it is you're trying to say, I'm not going to just let you say, well, yeah, they come over here and use our welfare. Oh,
well, caller called in with that. That must be a fact.
Right, it must be a fact.
Yeah, no and need to back that up.
There's first off, there's a lot of stuff that stands in the face of that. But besides that, my recommendation is freedom. I think that people should be free. People should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely, or you don't have free people, you don't have free countries. Now, that doesn't mean that I think that freedom necessarily works. It's just that I've been told my whole life it's a free country. So you can't have a free country, but people can't cross the border.
Right.
And you know, there's a variety of other things we could discuss on that subject. I first have to mention that Bitcoin.com has is making sure that we mention now that save@purse.com. is accepting Bitcoin Cash. Previously, they had accepted BTC, which is sort of the pre-runner of Bitcoin Cash. And now that they're accepting Bitcoin Cash, you can save a bit more on purchases. Bitcoin Cash provides, last time I looked, at least it was a tenth of the transaction fee of BTC. Does that sound right to you, Chris?
Maybe.
Yeah,
fortunately, BTC fees are really low.
They are pretty low for BTC fees.
Right, exactly.
They're low for BTC fees, but Bitcoin Cash fees are BCH.
I don't think they've ever gone up from nothing. I mean, they're very, very low.
Yeah, very, very low. So save at purse.com. You can get, it's not crazy to say, 20% off of your Amazon purchases. You just use Bitcoin Cash to buy things. You just go to save@purse.com, sign up, get an account, and begin using their very, they've got videos there. They make it very easy for you. Save@purse.com. Let's go back to Matt. He was explaining to us, well, I guess that there's rich American interests that are keeping people from owning guns in Brazil. Is that right?
Yeah, the Joyce Foundation in particular, along with somebody who's a dual citizen, but he's not welcome in his home country. He'll be shot on sight, and that'd be George Soros' Open Society Foundation.
Okay.
Convinced the Brazilian government.
He's quite a bugbear out there. I don't know much about him, but you know, he's one of those names. If you're a liberal, you throw out the Cokes, and if you're a conservative, you throw out George Soros. That's all I know.
Right.
Well, I'm not a conservative because I don't believe that the war on drugs is being fought in any sort of intelligent way. And I'm not a liberal because I think welfare destroys people's will.
I'm with you on both those things.
I'm politically homeless.
I think you're libertarian. But
yeah. It's okay, you know, to be homeless.
I believe in borders.
Well, there's a term that we use in libertarianism. There's a term we use in libertarianism called a bordertarian, but that acknowledges first that you're a libertarian, and then it sort of, you know, slices the pie a little thinner, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know, but Darryl W. Perry is just anxious to kick bordertarians out. That's okay, though. He's free to do that. I support his freedom to do that.
Ian and Darryl do not define what libertarianism is, as big as their microphones might be.
Nor does Mark or Chris.
Big microphones. They're huge. but one of the Joyce Foundation convinced Brazil to basically ban the ownership of guns except outside of your house.
Okay.
And
how's that going? Is crime down?
No, crime did not go down. It went up. It went way up.
Are you saying like the criminals are willing to break the law, but law-abiding citizens are not? Is that what's happening?
It looks as though that might be the case.
It's almost as if we were warned.
Yes, it is, oddly enough. They did the same damn thing in Honduras, too.
Now, pretty much the United States is the freest place in the world when it comes to firearms ownership. You know, as far as laws go, I mean, there's probably, I don't know, Svalbard or someplace where you can just carry an AK-47 around in your back, and you probably need to, considering there's a polar bear waiting to eat you and rip out your liver. But, I think would I rather have a 45? I don't know. I'd rather carry a sidearm in that case, I think. But when it comes to gun laws,
a 50 caliber Action Express would do the trick. But
sure would.
There is a point that I think a lot of people who I normally would side with seem to be intent on ignoring, and that is the United States. If you remove the immigration into this country, both legal and illegal, is on a demographic decline that basically makes us Japan. And now, Japan, they're willing to put up with it.
Explain to me what happened with Japan. Right. I'm not sure
what
you're talking about.
That one. Go ahead.
They're not reproducing.
That's right.
So the country is going to be an automated country with a few old people around. And basically, their military is probably going to be mostly automated. If you look at the choices they make when choosing military hardware, if it requires fewer people rather than more, they go for that option. So their tank is one of the very few in the Western militaries that has an automated tank shell loader. It's other than that, it's a copy of the Abrams.
I can't imagine what an island nation really needs tanks for in the first place. But it's their business. And they're spending their money on it. Whatever. I guess when I think about this demographic issue, and that's true, the Browning of America, as it's called, with just Latins are having a lot more children than European Americans, white Americans, whatever term you wish to use. Remember, white's a relatively new term. We used to call them Italians and the Irish and a variety of other things. Now, I guess they've all been shoved into one category, and that's fine.
Caucasoids.
Yeah, Caucasoids. So the Caucasoid Americanos are having fewer babies. But this happens around the world as any society becomes more wealthy. They just choose to have fewer children.
Yes.
There's a few religious nuts out there that'll continue to pop out babies like Mama's a Clown Car or something like that. But other than that, generally this is the case. So
I love the term Mama's a Clown Car.
Thanks for that, Matt. I'm going to continue to address this here in shortly. Thanks for the call. The number's 855-450-3733. Going to talk about the Browning of America.
All right.
855-453, and I swear we will read this article.
All right.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Residents of Boise, Idaho are reeling after a man who was told to leave an apartment complex, returned the next day, and started attacking people with a knife at a 3-year-old's birthday party. 9 people were hurt, and some seriously. Police Chief William Bones.
The crime scene, the faces of the parents struggling, the tears coming down their faces, the faces of the children in the hospital beds, will be something that I'll carry with me for the rest of my life.
The victims include the birthday girl and five other children. The suspect is identified as 30-year-old Timmy Kinner, Mayor Dave Beter.
Boise is a welcoming city. We have been that way for generations, whether refugees coming just in the last while or like my grandparents, Basque immigrants from the Basque Country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-204-2650 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-204-2650. Again, 800-204-2650.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition with Mark.
And Chris.
Chris sitting in for Daryl. Thank you so much for coming in. You're always our standby, Chris.
It's always fun to do the show. I just enjoy this. I don't know how else to explain it. This is a fun night for me.
My favorite about Sunday, especially when you're on, is it's adult night.
Yeah.
Here on Free Talk Live. So feel free to call in. The number is 855-450-3733. And speaking of which, a gentleman called in last segment, and one of his concerns was sort of culture in America, letting people come from other countries. What's that going to do to America's culture? The browning of America, as it has been called. And I would say that, sorry, that's just the way it goes. As people get more wealthy, and this has always been the truth, they have fewer and fewer kids.
Right, and this is not a new trend.
The rich get richer, the poor have kids.
Right, and this has been going on maybe for the last 30 years. It's been gradual and slow, but I remember people talking about this in the 80s.
Yeah,
and they were right. The part of this is, I think, it's also a transition from agrarian society into something else. So the purpose of having lots of children, 100, 150 years ago, was really to produce your own labor. If you were on a farm, that was part of it, and you knew you were going to be able to pass on to your children the fruits of their labor, in a sense, but that was really it, and that's why I think, we saw those bigger families. When you look at cities, you see smaller families, and as we've become less agrarian, less agriculturally focused, then this is inevitable. I think that a lot of those other cultures, when we talk about brown cultures, tend to be, in a lot of cases, more agrarian still. you know?
Yeah.
And not just where they're from, but they bring that with them here. I grew up in some, well, not only grew up, but lived in some really agricultural areas. So I'm used to, you know, seeing a town that might have 2,500 people in it, but the official population sign says 500 because it's all, it was all illegal immigration
and
coming
migrant workers,
for all these jobs. And yes, migrant workers. And I saw the same thing when I lived in Pennsylvania.
One thing that's important to note on this is, like it or not, your lifestyle is built on the backs of these people.
Right.
If you want vegetables that are priced the way they are in the produce department,
sure,
that you can afford, that vegetables are so important to your health, this is how you need to let these folks come in and do their job.
And it's not just that, but it's also hotel rooms, it's restaurants, it's all these places that, you know, quite frankly, there just aren't a lot of people, you know, I'll say natives, breaking down the door to get a job washing dishes in a Chinese restaurant.
Right, I wash dishes, but I did it on work release from prison.
It was a step up.
Well, it was. It did beat prison. That much is for sure. But, you know, I can tell you that I was in, you know, I go back at night to the work release center from prison.
Right.
And the inmates there would be like, you wash dishes? Like, they considered that to be low work compared to what they did. And I'm like, yeah, I wash dishes and free food.
Exactly.
So there you go. Yeah, let's go to the phones. Got Carl calling in from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for taking my call. When I talk about the Supremes, I don't mean the singing group, but mm-hmm. they just passed a new regulation law, whatever it is, that you do not have to belong to unions. And I think that's a good thing, because now maybe how people get elected in New Jersey will change, because if they can't get the funding from the government unions, school teachers and other ones, they won't have the money to get elected or reelected.
Right.
And that's, what do you think about that?
There's something to that. I will say that, Dan, to be a little more clear on that Supreme Court decision, and that's what they do. They decide things, and then they will, you know, publish it. But it basically struck down the idea that public sector union employees could be forced to pay union dues to an organization that they may not agree with on First Amendment principles. So I think that's a good thing. If you're running a private company and your workers want to unionize and you allow it to happen, then, you know, God have mercy on your soul. That's your life. Public sector, I think, is vastly different because there's no way I can negotiate or address my grievances when, for example, the state of New Hampshire decides that they want to unionize some other, or someone within it wants to unionize some state agency. Now I'm tied to their pension. Now I'm tied to everything else. I don't have any power. I'm reduced to, like, third-degree collective bargaining.
Right. And one more thing, when I go to the school board meeting in July, I may be the only person in the peanut gallery because they got the summer off. But what I'm going to ask them, the principals and higher, they pay for their union dues. Will they get to keep that money and us taxpayers will still pay for the dues? I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, because these unions are highly entrenched. This is something I've said over and over again here on Free Talk Live. When it comes to schools, schools do exactly what they're intended to do. You just don't understand what they're intended to do. You think schools are here to educate young minds. Well,
nope.
No. My son has never been to school, and he's smarter than your kid at his age, okay?
It didn't used to be that way when
I suspect it was better. But what schools are intended to do is just like every other government work program. It's a government make-work program for educators.
Yes.
And sadly, what it does is it keeps on, if you want to have the best workforce in any business or organization or concern, you should be culling the very bottom, the bottom 10%. Maybe some say the bottom 20%, but I think that's way too much turnover.
I like
that. But the bottom 10% should be going so that you're driving up the caliber of your workers. Now, you have to raise wages in order to do this, and that's a good thing. But that may not be true with teachers. I don't know the answer because that's a government situation, and government doesn't act like regular economics. So,
but we have some private education
Imagine how good government education would be if the bottom 10% of teachers was fired every year. If the bottom 10% of administrators was fired every year, and then we brought on new ones.
Right.
I have no idea.
Or have less of them. Because you don't need, but like you said, they're the employment of everybody in that system.
Yep, that's the difficulty. I don't hate teachers. I hate bad teachers.
Either.
Thanks for the call, Carl.
Yep, thank you. Bye bye.
Take care.
Bye. And this is one of the things that you'll hear. Efficiency may not be the right thing when we're talking about educating young people.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you want to educate young people inefficiently? That's the other thing here, because if educators are the conduit through which learning comes, then we need some efficiency there.
I think efficiency, it reminds me of more of a Prussian model. You know, we will teach you, you will learn arithmetic from 5 a.m. to 12 p.m. And I think education is one of those things that to me is strictly results based. That's how I judge it. I mean, how well does the system work? And we see systems like homeschooling and all sorts of other options, charter schools and private schools and Montessori and all these different things. Some of them perform really well. Some of them show really good results. And the basic public school system just doesn't. It would be one thing if we were just arguing because, given our results and how great public schools are doing and look at our test scores. They've gone up by 10%, but we want to bring them up by another 30%, so it's going to cost X amount of money. That's never the argument. The argument has been and will continue to be in our existing school system. We don't show any good results. Your only solution to this is to just give us more money and pray that this time it may actually change, but it won't.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Looks like we're on the hot button topics of immigration and education. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. It's already been an extraordinary year for the Innocence Project and their clients. They've already freed more innocent people in the past 12 months than in any year in the history of the Innocence Project, and they're gearing up to do even more. The attorneys and paralegals for the Innocence Project are dedicated to doing whatever it takes to set an innocent person free. To support them, a new cohort of law students have recently joined and are excited to help with more than 200 cases of clients seeking to prove their innocence. 9 clients have been exonerated and reunited with their families in 2018 already, and your support now will help build on the incredible momentum of exonerations. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The live Sunday edition. If you're hearing the show between 7 p. and 10 p. Eastern Time, you can call in. As a matter of fact, you don't have to be listening to the show between 7 p. and 10 p. Eastern Time. Maybe you heard us say something on a previous show and you want to address that. And you hear the show on your radio station at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because we allow radio stations to do that. Free Talk Live is very flexible. And we will provide programming to a station no matter what time they're looking for us. I think we're the morning drive down in Guam.
Nice.
And that's fine. Call in any topic, anytime. We're ready for you. I know that this isn't the way talk radio is done. I know you expect long wait times on a talk radio program. I know you expect to be forced into a particular topic. Doesn't matter. The number is 855-450-3733. Or you can call us on Skype. The username there is LRN.FM, excuse me, and there is somebody on Skype, and so I need to take that call.
Speaking of.
Yeah, LRN.FM is the username on Skype, or you can use the Discord, and I'll try to make that work, and you know maybe that'll happen. So let's go to Bad Penguin. Real quick, if you want to do some online shopping, of course we all do these days, please go to shop.freetalklive.com first. You can go through, we've got walmart.com, lots of other retailers there, shop.freetalklive.com. Bad Penguin, can you hear me?
I can hear you, absolutely. Okay. Thanks for taking that call, Minister. How are you doing that?
All's well. There's a little overmodulated on your microphone. I don't know what the deal is, so maybe back off of it a little bit.
Okay, I hope that's better. Really good, Uncle Chris. I'm digging the style. I just wanted to call, talking about yesterday's topic with immigration. First of all, my father came here from Pakistan. He's certainly not a push cart operator. Neither one of his brothers are push cart operators. I don't know what these people are talking about.
The one thing that a caller said was, I don't want a country full of peasants or Pakistani pushcart operators. And wow. I think that what he was trying to say, not, you know, pointing a finger at Pakistanis generally, I feel like if there is a general thought about Pakistanis, it's that these are hardworking people that come here and run our convenience stores or whatever. Not the worst thing to have thought about you as right. a culture, but I don't know where there are a bunch of Pakistani pushcart operators, so go on.
But to move on from that, this is what I want to say. Sorry, I'm muting the microphone there. Go to a deli. Go to your local deli, your local grocery store. Go to a deli counter. What do they have there? They have salami. They have kielbasa. They have, they have sauerkraut. They have any number of things that comes from cultures that were not considered American. They weren't when they came. They were not considered Western. They were not even, some of them weren't even considered human. Even worse, they were mostly Catholic. And I mean, these people were despised.
Can you make the point as quickly as you can? There's just some bad audio here, and I'd like to get your thoughts out as quick as I could.
Yeah. The Germans were supposedly going to be socialists and disrupt the labor. The Italians were anarchists, which I guess they're kind of, like anarcho-communist terrorists. You know, the Jews had, they were trying to infiltrate and the problems they were trying to...
Every wave of immigration so far in American history, there's always been somebody who said something about it. Right. There's always been something. Don't forget the drunk Irish people that won't work.
Sure.
Dogs and Irish stay off the lawn. I'm sure, but we really notice the pattern that keeps reoccurring, and say, wait a minute, this is just what happens. This is the pattern. They learn English. They immigrate. But anyway, I'm around immigrants all the time. They immigrate.
Yep.
They can't help them immigrate.
Thanks for the call, Ben.
Thanks,
Ben. Appreciate it. He's absolutely right. People do come here. They do integrate. They don't integrate as fast as you'd like them to because, well, yeah, you're going to see some people speaking foreign languages, you know, within their family at the grocery store or whatever. Right. And, yes, they're going to buy weird food. But, by the way,
a lot of them are going to
sell your kids are going to love that weird food.
Eventually, yeah.
You know, ultimately, they're going to, you know, they're going to enjoy it. And, you know, the arc of history shows that we'll be just fine, really.
Yeah.
The best thing to do here, and Republicans have really fallen flat on this since 9/11, the best thing to do is to open your arms and say, welcome, let us tell you about all the great features of the Republican Party.
Right.
That's what they should be doing.
Yeah, and they're not. They're basically pushing the same tired mantra that's been pushed for decades. And it's interesting because I watched Gangs of New York not too long ago.
Love that movie.
Right.
And it's a perfect illustration.
But it is. This is what? It was Civil War time.
Civil War, 1860s.
In New York, but, you know, it has a bunch of characters complaining about the Irish.
Yep.
Complaining about the slaves, complaining about this, complaining about the Italians, right. Everything except for Americans.
Yes.
You know, and if you weren't native born, then you were different somehow, and that was going to make it all different. But we look at these, you know, even into the 20th century, you know, and a lot of it's driven by war. People get displaced. And a lot of times those people come here. I Germans have been in this country for a long time, but, you know, they also called sauerkraut freedom slaw during World War One. You know, so
that's the difficulty.
Reoccurrences, yeah.
Right. Germans have faced a lot of discrimination during World War One and World War Two, and, you know, things that they had nothing to do with.
I've got a great one for you. Do you got time for a quick story?
Sure.
All right. So my grandfather, my family tended to have three boys in each family. So if you have multiples of three, naturally you form a baseball team.
Okay.
Right? So they're playing another team, all these Reitman boys, and this is during World War One. And my grandfather slid into home plate. And he cleated the guy. Back then, you had metal cleats. Yeesh. So he cleated the guy who was catching.
Yeah.
Not a happy guy. My grandfather saved this letter, and I know my brothers still have it. But it was basically, you dirty kraut.
Yeah.
How dare you? You're no better than those Germans that are killing babies in the lowlands in Belgium. I hope you die. You watch. We're going to kill all your family. We're going to take every one of them out, and that's going to be the end of it, and we'll solve this. And my grandfather showed that to him, and he goes, which is weird, because we're Swiss.
Well,
we had a German surname, but it was the most violent, hateful, threatening letter I have ever read in my life.
So, you know, I mean, when somebody's mad, they'll often resort to the first thing they can come to, and ethnicity is the first thing they can come up with.
Right.
And it's, first off, I understand why somebody's mad if they got cleated, right?
Right.
Nobody likes to be cleated, and you don't want your kid cleated. And when somebody, the different people do the cleating, I guess what I'm trying to say is the cooler heads prevailed. Right?
Obviously.
Yeah, and ultimately it came okay. This is just kind of something you have to deal with, you know, as a immigrant to a country, even if you're first generation, you were born here or whatever, your parents weren't, and,
sure.
You know, it's human natural.
And in those generations, in the early 1900s, they did still speak German, because that was their second language their first language in Switzerland, but it was just that sort of assumption that, you know, if you speak that language, just this very superficial thing, or you speak English with a German accent, then you must be a German and you must be evil and you must be that. So, you know.
So the German people had anything to do with Hitler or the Kaiser or any of that stuff.
Right. But I guarantee you there are Spanish Americans in this country.
Spanish speaking Americans?
Spanish.
Okay, Spanish.
Spanish.
Yep, gotcha.
Like, as in from Spain,
uh-huh.
Who are probably getting a lot of the same reaction from people they meet. Some people are going to hear a Spanish accent
they're like,
regardless of where you're at, and they're going to say,
are you an illegal?
You're MS-13.
Right.
Crazy.
And, yeah, I'm absolutely certain. When you consider that there's an entire continent, South America, where Spanish speakers have nothing to do with gangs or whatever. I mean,
right.
Parts of it do. Parts of the United States have things to do with gangs, too.
Sure.
As far as I'm concerned, the government is just the most successful gang, and they happen to fly flags out in front of their buildings.
Hey.
So, you know, they're gang members. Many times the police will identify themselves as a gang to other gang members in order to sort of show them that, hey, we're the gang and we're the most successful gang and don't mess around because we will squash you or whatever. That's good. I would prefer to have the police as a gang than those gang members. But let's not lose sight of
right.
what these things are true.
Right. That's a good point.
855-450-3733. If you just bow down to their terminology, you lose the fight already. You have to keep your mind sharp and critically think. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.